Okay, it's 6:30. Let's get started. We're on Chaf Aleph Amud Beis on the first white line, where it says Amarmar. Amarmar Hamartzea. Pasuk says Hamartzea Lahavi Hamartzea Gadol, to include the large Martzea. My Mashma, what does it mean to say? Amar Rava, as Rava said, Hayerach Hayimonit Hayimonit Hamiumenes Shabirach Shabirach. That it's the large, the larger the right. The right yerech when it comes to Gidan Asher. Hachinami ha martzea miyuchet sheba martzein. It means the great martzea. The chiddush is that it rips the hole, doesn't actually make a hole because it's so large. Amar Rablozer Yudin Bribi Rablozer Yudin Bribi. This is a repeat of the Gemara we had before. Hayadarsh Geshehein Reitzin Ein Reitzin Elab Milsa. They only do it at the lobe. V'chachamayim. The Chamrim say, "Ain't a Eved Ivri Kohen Yirtza, Eved Ivri, that is a Kohen, does not get pierced Mishanasa Balmum. So therefore, we can't give him a hole in his ear. So that means it goes in the top of the ear, not in the lobe. So now the Gemara is going to bring this as a question. V'yasa Balmum. So let us make him a Balmum. What's the problem? Is a mitzvah to do this? Amarav Barav Shila Amarkra Shav El Mishpachto. He has to return to his family." In his same stature, the Musa Chevim Shpatim, the same status that he was, just like he came from his family as a complete person of Tamim without any blemishes, he has to go back that way. So therefore, Kohen cannot be returned that way. Even though we say it's not, it's a mitzvah here to do this. It was an optional, not part of Esei Dechalos Esei Rebbe said because it's. This is not. It's an optional mitzvah. Nobody's forcing anybody to become an eved or become an irtza. Yiboilu eved ivri kohen. If it's an eved ivri who is a kohen, ma'ushiim so le'rabu shifcha kananis. Can his master give him a shifcha chiddushu? This is a chiddush loishna kahanim v'loishna yisrael. Is it? Do we go on one side and say it's not no difference whether it's a kohen and no difference if it's yisrael? He gets this. This shifchinas oy dilma shiny kohanim kind of a different whole v'ribalahem a kusv mitzvah since the Torah gave more mitzvahs that they want to keep them they want to do a gedolah l'kohanim so they don't give them the shifchinas. Rav Amar Mutar. Rav says it's Mutar. Shmuel Amar Aser. Amar L'Rav Nachman L'Rav Anan. Rav Nachman says Rav Anan ki havis may be Mar Shmuel when you were at Shmuel's yeshiva be'is kumderi. So you're playing with these wooden tokens, maybe something like a checkers or whatever, or some game that he was playing around. He wasn't listening. My time alo Timurle, why didn't you tell him, Miha, why don't you ask him his question? Why did he saying that you don't give him a shifcha, that it's not allowed? There's another reason, or if v'chacham ayim ain't eved ivri kain nirtza mipnei shenasa balmum. You can't make a kohen balmum. So v'im toymar ein rabbi moiseloi shivcha kananis. And if you hold that that's the din that he can't give him a shivcha kananis, typically don't tell me because of the balmum. Tell me because the beina hafti esadoni esishti v'esbonai v'leka. The reason that he can't be pierced is because it's impossible because he can't repeat those words so he doesn't have a shivcha. Why do you have to come upon the fact that he's going to become a Balmum, just say this so by Kohen, if it's us there. As a reason, right. Sulom meeting, so we don't have any other questions on this, so Shmuel is in a way slugged up. We don't know the answer. Boilu, another question. Kohen, mahu b'yafas toyer? Is a Kohen a lot of take a yafas toyer? Kohen that goes out to war, and he sees yafas toyer, is he allowed to take her for himself? Question is she a Gioress or is it the Torah? So we say the same achlekas. Chiddushu leishna kain leishna Yisrael. Is it no matter what the Fas Torah goes across the board? Idom hashani kohanim kind of a different hoyel v'rivul and mitzvah series. Rav Amar Mutar Shmuel Amar Aser. So the same achlekas. Rav says it's Mutar. Shmuel says Aser. So the Gemara is going to give you two sides. Via Rishayna the Kuli Amaloi Pligi Dishari. Everybody holds that the first time that he has to be with her. Now we. Rebbe spoke out of Rashi's shot in the Ritva that this is all talking about where he takes her back home already. So The first bia is after he's done the whole process of bringing her into his house. Not chas v'shalom that he's doing it according to Rashi. There's other shitas, but according to Rashi, he's not doing bia in the field, battlefield. So does everybody agrees that the what everybody agree? Everybody agrees that on the first bia that it is mutter. Because the Torah is giving us a way, you know, there's a yitzhahara for people that they can't overcome it. Key plika. So now, where are they arguing? Via shnia would be in the second time once he brings her home. Rav Amar Mutter, and because once the Torah says he's allowed to do it, he's allowed to do it. She's exempt. Shmuel Amar Aser. Shmuel says it's Aser. Rav Amar Mutter Hoyel Vishri Yishri. Once he's Mutter, he's Mutter. Shmuel Amar Aser. The Havila Giyaris, the Giyaris, the Koyin, the Chazil, because now she's become a Giyaris. The Giyaris is not allowed to, so therefore he can't live for a second time. Ikadamri, the Viashnia, Kuyam Lopigi this year. That no, to keep her for a long term, he's not allowed to. Where's the Machaikis? It's only be by Birishon. So the reason that he can't keep her long term, the Havila Giyaris, keep Pligi by Birishon. Rav Amar Mutter, Rav says Mutter, the Hal Leidipatar El Kenegad Yitzhahara. What are you supposed to do? He's human, just like any other Yisrael, so he's allowed to do it. The Torah gives him that dispensation. Shmuel Amar, Aser, Kolhechid the Karina Beva, the Havesa El Teich Beisecha, Karina Beva Risa Beshivya. Wherever it's possible that you could say this pasuk, you could bring her to her house, that's when you say Risa Beshivya the first time. Kolhechid the Loi Karina Beva Vesel Teich Beisecha, if she can't continue because she's a Giyaris, he's not allowed to bring her into her house for long term. Lo Karina Beva Risa Beshivya, therefore he doesn't get that exemption, and he's not allowed to do this. Be Rishona, even the first time. Tana Rabbanan, Risa Beshivya, Shas Shivya. It was only at the time of war that he sees her. What does that mean? That not if it's not wartime or not well, if he's pillaging a village afterwards, I don't think that's considered. At the time of capture. Okay. Aishas, what does it mean? I feel Aishas ish. Even if she's married to a guy, he can take her. There's no Isser there. Taisis there says, Aishas for Isha. That was question 11 on the test. About, you said that you wanted that to be one of the test questions.
I wanted it to be.
Yeah, right. So we said, but even by... Yeah, so even by a guy, there is this concept of Aishas ish. There are mitzvah in Eishes Ish as well. I guess it's one of the Shiva mitzvahs b'Noyah. Okay, Yifas Torah lo Yibatara Ella Neged Yitzhahara. What does it mean, Yifas Torah? That she's beautiful. The Torah is telling you that giving you this exemption because people have Yitzhahara. Mutav Sheyochu Yisrael Basar Temusos Shutos Velo Yochu Basar Temusos Nevelos. These are talking about it's better that they should give them some kind of out, some way of heter. It's like they're shefting these cows that are about to die. It's not really advisable. That's mias. It's not really, really good. But lemaisa, it is not usser. You're allowed to shef them. So they give you a way out. At least you should do it beheter, not bis. V'chashakta, you should desire afal pisha'ina no. Even shows she's not beautiful. For whatever reason, beauty's in the eye of the beholder. Ba, the light. You only have allowed to take one, only in her. You can take her as the fact that you can take her as a wife, yes. You should not take two. Achas loy v'achas lavan. We should take one for himself and one for his father. Achas loy v'achas l'vnoi. One for him, one for his son. They v'esim alamit shaloy yilchatzana b'milchama. You should bring her to your house. You should not start the process in battle or during the wartime. You have to start it when you get home. Tan Rabbanan. Yomar Yomar. The Eved has to say that he wants to... He wants to leave. He has to do it twice. Amar Yomar, Ach Yomar v'Yishne. He has to say it and then repeat it again. Amar b'tchila sheish v'loy. This is a brisa. Amar b'tchila sheish v'loy. Amar b'soyv sheish. He said at the beginning of the sixth, and he didn't say it at the end of the sixth. Ainu nirsi. He does not get pierced. Shnemar lo etzi chavshi. It has to be Ach Yomar b'shas shetzia. says Leah Yitzchi Chavshi, because it has to be said at the Shas Yitzchi, Leah Yitzchi Chavshi. We learn from there. Amar the Soif Sheish, he says at the end of Sheish, Leah Amar Fetchila Sheish, but he says at the end, he doesn't say at the beginning, Einu Nirtza Shenemar Im Amar Yomar Eved. It has to be when he's still in Eved. If it's a Shulf Shulf Sheish, then he's already gone. He's already finished his Avos. At Shiomar Kishu Eved, until he has to say it while he's still in Eved. Amar Mar. Correct the Gemara on this price. Amar b'tchila sheish, v'lo yamar b'soyf sheish. He says at the beginning, he doesn't say it at the end of the sheish. Einu nirtza, he doesn't get pierced. Shenemar lo etzi chavshi. Why are you telling me that from lo etzi chavshi? My area b'lo etzi chavshi. Typically, maybe the bina avafti asadoni v'tzish divanei. He still doesn't have it yet. So what do you have to tell me? Because lo etzi chavshi, you have to wait till the end. It doesn't make sense. He doesn't have a isha and bani yet because it's still at the beginning of the six. Veleko su. Amar the association, and furthermore, at the end he says lo sheish lo amar b'skila sheish. He says at the end, he doesn't say at the end. Einu nirtza shenemar eved. Atu soif sheish lav evedu. At the very last year, in the sixth year, he's not considered an eved. He's already out. So Amar Rav explains my b'skila sheish b'skilas pruta achroina. That it's at the very last possible pruta that he has at the very end of his avos. That's he has to say it right before then. And that's considered tchila sheish, and that's what he's saying, that he is an eved, and then so pruta chrona, he says that during that last period, while he's still like dwindling down, in between.
After the
last one started.
Right.
After the last one started, that's when he says the second declaration. Right. Tarbon loy ishovanim l'rabbi ein ishovanim. If he has children, his master does not. Ein onir, so he's not. Shnemar ki yahevcha as a beisra l'ra ki yahevcha v'as beisra and your household. So if he doesn't have a household, then he can't be near. So l'rabbi isha. What if his wife, his master has ishovanim loy vanim l'rabbi ishovanim. V'loy ein ishovanim, he doesn't. Ein onirtza shenemar hafti asadeni v'sishti avzbanai. He has to have these things to go out with. Hu ohevis rabo v'rabo eino ohavo. Let's say he loves his master, but his master is not. Ein onirtza, it has to be mutual. Shenemar kitov lo imach. This is one of the liburim, one of the questions there. That's what do we learn from kitov lo imach? Is that it has to be mutual. Rabo ohavo, his master loves him. Who ain't ohavis rabo? Ain't onirtza shnemar kiyevcha. He has to like him. So if he doesn't like him, he's not going to stay. Who chayla v'rabo ain't chayla? If he's sick, but his master is not sick, ain't onirtza shnemar kitoiv loy imach. He has to be good with you. He has to be healthy. Right? Second one. Rabo chayla. If his master is chayla, who ain't chayla? But he's not. Einu nirtza shenemar imach. So it's the same pasuk as third reason. Boy Rabibi Barabai Shneim Chaylev. Both of them are sick. My imach v'inan. My, what's the question? Imach v'inan. We need to have to be together with you. V'ha'ika. And he's in the same state. O dil makitoiv lo imach v'inan. V'leka. And he doesn't have tov. It's not good because they're both sick. Teiku. Tan Rabbanan. Kitoiv lo imach. V'mayachol imach. Imach v'mayachol. Imach v'mishta. He has to be just like you in food and in drink. Shalot heyato oichel pasnik. Here you eat clean bread, fine bread. Vuhu oichel pas kibor, and he eats inferior bread. Ato sheisa yain yashan. You drink aged wine. Vuhu sheisa yain chadash. He drinks new wine. Ato yashan al gabi muhin. You sleep on a mattress. Vuhu yashan al gabi tevin. He sleeps on straw. Mikan amru kol kain eved ivri kain adin las. But somebody who gets a eved ivri is like he buys himself a master. Tan Rabbanan, Yotzei mi'imach, hu uvanav imo. He is to leave him and his children with him. Amar Shimon, im hu nimkar banav, the nice of minim karam. If he sold, are his children also sold with him? Bikan. So what do we learn from here? She rabu chayav mzaynis, mzaynis banav. He has to feed his children. Kiyetz bedover ato imer imbal isha hu, v'yotza ishta imay. Amar Shimon. From that pasuk, Rav Shimon, im hu nimkar ishto mi nimkara, is his wife sold? Mikan sharabu chayv mzonis ishto. And we see that he also has to feed his wife. Tzricha, I need both to tell me both of these chiddushim. Rav Shimon, yashmina banav, you tell me by banav. Shem delay money. Let me mute the mouse. Mishum deloy bani, mishum deloy bnei mi'eved u'mechoninu. They're not producers. They can't pay back. In other words, do an exchange with this master. Aval ishtay the bas mechol mi'eved he ema tavid v'techol. Since she can work for the master, so maybe he has to feed her. It's not befitting. Women don't go around collecting money from door to door. Since they can go and collect and beg for money, therefore I need both. If the Torah would have just said the word aznoi, I would say he has to pierce the door near his ear, like across from his ear, not in the ear. Badelis, Aznoi Badelis. Delis in Aznoi Loi. You make a hole in the Delis, but not in the ear. V'oizen Loi, and you wouldn't do it in the ear. V'haksiv, v'ratzadun, es Aznoi B'marzea. He has to go and make a hole in his ear with a Marzea. Ela Yisiyemar, I would say, Yirtzaena oizen me'avroiv yanichena al adelis. That he would put his ear on the door and then go on the other side of the door and make a hole in the door kinegadazno against where his ear would be. Ba delis, so it tells us in the delis Talmud Lemar biz oznoi. No, kinegadazno ba delis. Talmud Lemar comes to turn and tells us bi oznoi in his ear with a bays there that he has to do it make the hole in his ear. Uvadelis, okay, so how does it work? Doiker v'hoilachat shemagia etzel delis. He pushes until he gets close to the door. Etzel delis. Delis shemea ni bein akura bein akura bein shein akura. By delis, if it says just the word delis, I would think that it would be whether it's hinged or unhinged. Talmud Lemar mezuzah says o ala mezuzah ma mezuzah muma, just like mezuzah is upright, standing. Avdalis nami move. It has to be fixed. It has to be connected to the hinges. V'yochem uzakei hayodayresh as a mikra hazeh. He would darsh mikra kamin chemer like a packet. Ma nishtana oizen mikol evarim. Why is the ear different than all evarim shabaguf? Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says oizen sheshamo keli al har Sinai b'shash amarti kili bnei Yisrael avadim. I want bnei Yisrael to be my avadim le'avadim la'avadim, but not servants to servants. Then this Eved, what did he do? Kana Adon Atzma. He goes and he's Kana Adon Yirtza. He should get pierced. Shim Barebi, Haya Adoyrish as a Mikra Azek Kamil Chaymer. He also the darshan as a packet. Manishtana Dela Sumazuzo. Why Dafka by the Dela Sumazuzo? We call Kalim Shevavayas any other place in the house. Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu Dela Sumazuzo. Haya Adon Mitzrayim. These were witnesses in Mitzrayim. Bashash Shabasafi Alamashkev. When I passed over the lintel of Alshem Zuzos and the two doorposts, Amarti, Kili B'nei Yisrael, Avanim, Loi Avanim, Lavanim, that I want them to be my Eved, Hoi Be'itzesim, Me'avus, Tacheris, and I took them out of servitude into freedom. V'halach Zeh, and what does this one do? Kana Adon La'atzmo, years of B'fneim, he should get pierced, and he should get this hole done in front of the door in the mezuzah as they eat him. Zok the Mishnah, Evikani, Nikne B'kesev, V'shtar V'chazaka. This is how you acquire an Eved, with money, Star document and chazaka. B'koinis atzmo b'kesef al yidei acherim, u'b'shtar al yidei atzmo divrei meir. Meir holds that by kesef, other people can give the Adon the kesef to redeem him, for freedom, to become a yid, u'b'shtar, and with the shtar he gets it himself. That gitei v'yadei kabban keachad. Chamim ayrim, chamim argue. Kesef al yidei atzmo. When he does kesef, he can do it himself. He can pay for it. How he gets the money, it's questionable. He gets the money from some people that say that your master doesn't have rishus in it. Ubishtar al yidei acherim, and others can be mekavishtar for him. Uvadshei hakesef mishal acherim. The kesef that the chachamim say he should use should be from other people. Minon, so how do we know that this is kesef shtar and chazaka? Bisnachalta moisam livneichem. You should inherit them, like they should be a legacy for your children. Achreichem, after you. L'resha sachuza should be like a stay achuza, which is like a ancestral land. Hishna kasa l'sada, Torah makes them just like a field. L'stay achuza ma, stay achuza nikna b'kesef shar v'chazaka. Afevet kani nikna b'kesef shar v'chazaka. Ima sada, so now think we asked the question. If so, imasada chuzah chizers lebaal biyovel, just like a stay chuzah goes back to the baal at yovel, af evid kanani chiz lebaal biyovel, he should also go back once somebody sells it to another yid, right? He sells his evid to another yid, so he should go back to him in yovel, just like stay chuzah. Talmud loymar leoylev ahem tavoyde, you should always work for him. Leoylev does not mean for Yovel, but it means forever. You should always work with them. So that means once you buy it, it's yours. Tana says there's a price that says Af b'chalipin. There's another way of acquiring an eved with chalipin. Tana didan milsa the less of a metalton ktani. Our Tana is talking about things that are not available in Tana. Only things that are like land. Milsa the east of metalton lake tani. Things that ways of acquisition the way metalton he's not listing. Amar Shmuel.
It doesn't mean that. Later. Argue with it. There's no talk. We're not talking.
Right.
About
he
it.
Has a different agenda.
Chalipin's not a problem according to our Mishnah.
Right. Right. It's another way. Right. Yeah, but we're not. We're our Tana of our Mishnah is not listing that
because
he's only listing things that are.
That thing can't
work. Right. Amar Shmuel. Eved Kanani Nikna B'Mashicha. There's another way of acquiring it by drawing by Mashicha. Ketza, how does he do it? Tukvay, he grabs him, butts and brings it to him. Kanai, he's kind of karo, but if he calls him, Vatzayin comes to him, like honey, he's not kind of bishlan, the town that he done, Milsadis of Metalsali, like Tani, the less of Metalsali, Tani. Our Mishnah, our Brisa was, I mean, our Mishnah was listing only things that are not by Metalsalin, right? But by the Brisa, El Tana, but the Tana that said Chalipin, why didn't he also say Mashicha, right? The Tana Bra, Nisni Mashicha, let him also include Mashicha. So if the Gemara keeps telling Milsa de Isa bein b'makarkoi bein b'metalkli, he was interested in listing all four, which are usable by both metalklin and karka. Mshicha b'metalkli Isa b'makarkoi lesa. Mshicha only works by metalklin and not by makarkoi. Therefore, he did not like Tani. Ketan tukva yuba etzoi. How does he do it? He grabs and brings it to him. Kanai, Kanai. Karu by Etzlai, if he calls him, he comes to him, Lai Kanai. But Karu Lai, why is it not? Tanya Ketad Mansira, Ufza Bitalfa, he grabs it by the mane, Bisara, its hair, Bukuf, and its hoof, Shela, Bishlif, Shela, Bapumbia, Bishapia, and a bit in its mouth, Bazug, Shebetzavara, and the reins, or whatever, something's on its neck, or that the bell that's on his neck, Kanai. Ketzad b'mishicha. So how does he do mishicha? Kari la v'hiba. He calls the animal and it comes, and that's the oisha. He shove mako. He draws it with a stick. Rata sub in front of him and it runs in front of him. Kivin she'akra yad. As soon as he moves his hand, v'regel kana. Its hand or its regel. It's kana. Ravasi amri la amrele ravacha. Imar atche the halak in front of. It has to go up full length of full length of itself. That's when he's kind of. Now, Rebbe Behema daited the Demara Azla. Ever daited now she causal.
That's
the answer.
No, it's a question. He says.
Where's the question? Again, the question is understood. We see that it helps by Behema, doesn't help by Evid. It's just and for the Gemara, Behema daited the Demara Azla. When he has no. Independent mind, so he just goes because it's instinct. Eved, but the Eved is not just instinct. He's listening. If he's using his own mind when he comes, it's not because he listens to the master. Because he made his own decision to come to him. So it's not a form. He has to actually pull him instead of just call him. Amar Ravashi, Eved Katan to Behema Dummy. Eved Katan is like considered like Behema, so he doesn't have an independent. Tanur Rabbanan Ketad. Chazaka, how do you do chazaka? He unties his shoe. This is the eved with the master, right? He goes after him with his leves merchatz. He's carrying his clothes to leves merchatz. If shita v'chitzay, sochay, he smears him. Gardo, he scrapes him. He'll be shein hanila. He dresses him. He puts on his shoes. And he lifts up his master. Kanai. Amr of Shimon, lotei chazaka gedol mihagba. Shimon says the chazaka should not be greater than hagba. Shehagba kaina b'kol makan. Hagba is works everywhere. My comma. What exactly is Rav Shimon telling? Amar Ravashi, Yigbiu hu l'raboi kanoi. When the slave does it as a service, servitude, then he's the rabba is kind of when he lifts it. He be a rabbo lo kind of, but if the rab the master lifts up the eved, that's not a kinyan. So Reb Shimon counters to that. He says lo te chazaka dol me'agbah she'agbah kaina b'kol makom. So we see that there's another form of being acquiring an eved, and that's through hagbah according to Reb Shimon. Hashad the amr hagbio. Now that you say hagbio. That's also a form of lifting. Where did I say that's only when one is getting hana, one's mitzar. In other words, the eved when he does the servitude for his father, for his master, he's straining himself. They both are getting pleasure. Who? So what about if it was done a different way? Michael, remember, what could you say? Who says that they're not both getting pleasure? So therefore, it may be the same question stands. It says two types of Mishkavei Isha. Maybe they made a hekesh between those two forms. Rabbi Yehuda, Hanuda, Ger, Shein, Lo, Yorshin, Hava. This Ger that had no Yorshim and he had an Eved, Chalash, he gets sick, he's deathly ill. Amar El Marzutra Lishuye Bey, Marzutra came to visit him. Chazi the Sakifle Alma, he saw that his world was closing. Tuva Amar Le Lavde, so he quickly told his Eved, Shlofli Misanoi, Vamtino Lebesis, here, take off my slippers and take them to my house. Now, Ikid Amri, some say, Godel Hava, this Eved was a Godel. Zepirish, Lemisa Zepirish L'chaim. This, unfortunately, this Ger died, and this one lived, this Narzutra lived, and he took the Eved, and he did this in a means so that the Eved would not acquire himself through Hefker. So he didn't have any moment where he was ownerless. Ikid Amri, some say, Katan Hava, that this Eved was a Katan. And it's not like the Shita of Abashal, the Tanya. Ger Shemes, Ubazzo Yisrael, Nechasav, Hayu Ben Avadim, Ben Gedolim, Ben Ketanim, Hanu Atzman. The Rabbanim hold that both Avadim, Gedolim, and Ketanim have this moment where they can acquire themselves from Hefker, whether they're cutting, and that's the way Rav Zutra held. They can go off the freedom. Abashal, Oimer, but Abashal says, no, Gedolim, Hanu Atzman. Gedolim, they have this way of being zech themselves from Hefker. So they don't have this status where they can acquire themselves. So therefore, this is not talking about according to Abishol with this katan. It's talking according to Chacham. Going to the Mishnah where he's acquiring himself. This is according to Shitas of Meir. Al yidei acherim in avol lo al yidei atzmo. The Mayaskino, how is this talking about? Ilema, if we're talking about Shalom Adato, where it's against, without the consent of the Eved. Michti, let's see. Shemana Leil Rab Meir, we know Rab Meir Shita is the Amar Choyv Hula Eved Shietzim in Miad Rabbul Cherus. It's bad for an Eved. We can't say Zachan Ladim Shalom Bafanov and he acquires his freedom because he doesn't want. He enjoys the hefkeres of becoming an Eved. So how could this be that people can give him money or go to the master and free him if there's no consent? The Tanina, Zachan Ladim Shalom Bafanov, Ein Chavano. So how could they do this? Ella Bafanov. Must be, that's talking about where they did it with his consent. They did it in his face. Al Pshita Demidai. No, look on Elv. Sorry, I read it wrong. Zachlam shloim b'funav ve'ain chav lo Elv b'funav. You only can do a chav chayv to a person in his face. El pshita midaita. It must be talking about that he had consent. V'hakam ashman. This is coming to tell us. Al yidei acherim in when acherim they can do this with his das. Al yidei atzmo lo. But when he tries to do kesef. He can't do it. That's Rav Meir's kiddush. He cannot get any money. There's no way for him to go and redeem himself. And for the Gemara, loy, that's my loy. Alma ain kinyan le'eved beloy rabbi. he can't make a kinyan without the power of his master. So it's not him being kinyan atzmo. Yihachi ema seifa. Let's look now at the seifa. If you're saying this is all talking about with the consent of the eved, right? B'shtar al yidei atzmo. The shtar is done with his own power. Al yidei atzmo in al yidei acherim lo. But acherim cannot do this. Why is shtar different? Imidaita al yidei acherim amai loy. Why can't they do it? If it's with his consent and he knows that he's going to be freed, why is it that Reb Meir holds that al yidei acherim he can't? So v'chitema, and if you say maybe it means something different, al yidei atzmo, af al yidei atzmo, then not only acherim, but even he himself could do it. V'hakamash malan, degite v'yodei bo'en ke'achod, then it's coming to tell us that he can acquire himself at the same time because his hand at his power of acquisition comes at the same time that he gets to get. Halaytani hachi. Halaytani, we didn't learn that in the Mishnah. Tanya b'shtar al yidei atzmo velo al yidei acherim divrei meir. It says b'feirish that he says that the acherim do not have that power, so it can't be talking about where he did it with his consent, right? It's by acherim. So Amar Abaye. So Abaye answers the oilam. What is the Meir Shita Shalom Yidato? That he's doing it without the consent of the Eved by Kesef. But Shiny Kesef, Hoyel the Kanile Bal Korche, and Kesef is a different power. Since I can acquire the Eved against his will, I can buy him with Kesef against his will. Miknile Bal Korche, so Machnile Bal Korche. I can also force his freedom without his consent. Ayidei Achem, right? Ihochi. If that's the case, shtar nami. So if he has the power to do it with a kesef, why can't he do the same shtick with shtar? Where he says, since I can buy him shtar without bal korchai, I can give him a shtar bal korchai. So hai shtar lechud, the hai shtar lechud. No, there's two different types of shtars. They're not comparable. You have a shtar kinyan, which is when he's kinyan it, and then the shtar shikhar. They have two different types of shtars, different wording in the shtar itself. Hanami, high cost b'luchud, high cost b'luchud. There's different kinds of money. There's money of acquisition and money for freedom. So tiva miyachadhu. By kaspa, by kesef, it's the same coin. There's no difference. It doesn't look any different. It's the same kind of coinage. Same money. So therefore, I can force it by kesef. I get to acquire him. I can force him as well to freedom. But by shtar, since they're different, they look different, you can't do that. Rava Amar, he says a different reason. Kesef, kabos rabo garmalo. By kesef, it's the acquiring of the rav that causes him that acquires him. It's through the koyach of the rav. Shtar, kabos acherim garmalo. But by shtar, it's when they acquire it. So in other words, it's the money's moving differently by kinyan and by when he gets freed and when he gets. I don't fully understand this one. When he gives the shtar, it goes on the recipient. We're looking at the recipient of this. By a shtar, it goes. It goes both ways. No, shtar, the eved gives the shtar. When an acquisition of a shtar, is the eved giving him a shtar, or is it to acquisition, and the udan is receiving it? For sure, by get shichur, the eved is receiving the shtar. By kesef, it goes the other way. The kesef, the baal, the adon is getting the money by shichur. So therefore, that's why he can force him. The eved, it's the koyach of the eved. But by when a shtar, you have to give it to the eved. It's not the adam is not the recipient. He doesn't have any power. It has to be. So therefore, he can by kesef he can force it, and by shtar he cannot force it. It's a little bit more. Yeah.